This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
361-6907, 800-361-6907.
This great nation, a lot of scuttlebutt coming out of Washington, D.C., and out of the NFL owners' meetings, too, as well. We'll dive in that direction with a team hanging in the balance of whether or not they're going to leave their particular region to go someplace else. You know, it's interesting that happened before, we know, and has happened before in history. We just saw it happen with the Rams bolting from St. Louis and going back to L.A., the people in L.A., were so excited they never really forgave the Rams ownership at the time for moving. And now they're embracing the fact that they've got a team back there and they're building a new stadium and all of that. So it's about the Oakland Raiders moving to Las Vegas. Boy, Las Vegas, all of a sudden, it was so taboo to have professional teams. We'll dive into that, but before we go there, let's stick with Washington, D.C. President Trump signing a bunch of bills, count them, four of them, that will roll back some of the Obama regulations from Obamacare. So what does that mean for your wallet, for my wallet? Healthcare is personal. We all know that. Like sports teams, your take on what's happening with the with healthcare is I think interesting based on all the email that I've gotten the last really 4 or 5 months. It's been, and even before that, we were always talking about healthcare and took this show to Washington so many times, looking at it from all the angles that you can imagine. We've got Justin Duckham with us from Talk Media News. Justin, I was just setting up the fact that the president signed four bills so that would roll back some of those regulations on healthcare that are already there. What was the reaction, first of all, as I always ask you this, in Washington to those bills, and do they have any bite? Is there anything that can jump in right away and affect all of us?
Well, you know, to a large extent, this is the administration kind of jumping for, you know, some kind of an issue where they can claim sort of a win following what happened last Friday. And to a large extent, trying to claim that you're rolling back regulations is something that falls in line there with that. So we have that on top of the fact that he is going to be, you know, announcing very soon that he's going to be rolling back some of the administration's, or the previous administration's gains on climate change. That's going to be his big announcement. And this, of course, came on the same day that he was announcing that Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, will be chairing essentially the Office of American Innovation, which is being viewed as sort of a SWAT team, in their words, to realign the federal bureaucracy and also cut down on this. So, you know, a lot of it is important. Some of the regulations are, you know, a little interesting if you take a close look at it. Nothing too groundbreaking right now. But overall, you know, if we're going to be honest about this, this is pretty much an effort to try to win back some kind of support following what has been a pretty bad week for the Trump administration last week.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. It was a brutal week. It was the entire week they would have liked to remove it from the calendar. Speaking of removing, House Intelligence Committee Chair Devin Nunes says he's not going to be heading the call. I like the giggle in the background of the panel's ranking Democrat to recuse himself from this investigation of the attempted interference into the presidential election. So he's standing firm. What do you think happens there?
Well, it's not just the ranking member now. It's Nancy Pelosi, who also came out tonight and said that he should step down from his position. Chuck Schumer also chimed in and said exactly the same thing. And, you know, we've already had people like John McCain who've kind of piped in and said, you know, this is not something that we can really have from somebody who is the chairman of this committee and still hope to have a, you know, useful investigation. So this is coming on the wind of, you know, him announcing to a spokesperson today that he had met on White House grounds with an official when he received his initial information. He, you know, he had previously said that this was an intelligence official who went through the proper means to pass this on to him. But the fact that he went to the White House and then went again to personally debrief Trump has, you know, certainly raised some additional eyebrows and has frankly just made him look like somebody who is, you know, more closely aligned with the political goals of the White House than somebody who is, you know, carrying out an independent investigation. At least that's sort of the overall mood in Washington. There's just a lot of people who are, you know, raising their eyebrows, and even some people on the right who at this point think that, you know, Devin Nunes is essentially just digging himself deeper in the hole and jeopardizing the investigation. And, you know, while there may not be a lot of Republican calls for him, you know, to step down publicly, there certainly is just sort of a sense of confusion and, I guess, puzzled amazement over, you know, how exactly he carried himself out in his position.
Yeah. The same political game that we're seeing that's happening there and talking about health care, what's the latest on the wall? Because that would be completing the triangle, I guess. What's happening with the wall and Mexico?
Well, we have about $1.5 billion that was included in the you know, president's budget proposal that's going to be for the remainder of this fiscal year. Apparently, that is only going to be covering a very small portion of the border itself, from what we can kind of tell. Obviously, we're expecting to see the final cost of it coming into probably at least 20 times beyond that. But this Wednesday is going to be pretty interesting. We're going to be seeing the first sort of bids that are being placed there, the first quotes, and the first sort of design models for that from independent contractors who are trying to receive the U.S. contract to build that wall. And so we'll have a better idea over, you know, what exactly it's going to look like, what it may entail, and if it's going to be the big, beautiful wall that the president once promised.
I like how you said the big, beautiful wall. So what else is going on in D.C.? Anything else exciting?
Oh, man. I mean, it's weird. This is, you know, a period of time where you have a Supreme Court justice who is slowly proceeding, and that isn't the big story. The fact that there's going to be, you know, a lifetime appointment for Neil Gorsuch, and that just sort of takes the backseat to all the other just crazy news that's coming out. So today in a committee vote, that was put off for another week for moving forward with that. You know, and again, that's something that just... If you were to tell me during the, you know, first 100 days of the Trump administration that the Supreme Court fight wasn't going to be the big story, I would have thought you were crazy. But nevertheless, here we are, and that's sort of the backbenching one right now. You know, in addition to that, we, you know, have some more pushback coming back from the Democrats over the budget proposal. We have, in addition to that, Schumer also taking on the mantle and calling for the filibuster for Gorsuch as well, as kind of related to that previous topic. So, you know, a lot going on, but a lot of oxygen being taken out of the room by the healthcare fight and by the Intelligence Committee and the investigation into Russia. So just a strange time all around.
Well, that makes sense. So the water cooler buzz really is about this administration, how many days in. When you go out and you're hanging out with your pals, are they asking you what it's like to be at the White House?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I mean, it's weird being, you know, sort of in a position where you are, you know, part of a group of people who are, I guess, major players in sort of the country's drama, even though I'm a back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
What's shaking, America? Kate Delaney, ATN, said it was a crazy day, no question about it. We just scratched the surface as far as what came out of Washington today, because trust me, there was a lot of other little dumpers, head scratchers, and conversations that are really flying around out of Congress and all the way down to Pennsylvania Avenue. So here's part of it. We're still dealing with the whole what's going on with Russia and the FBI and investigations. That's not going anywhere. That's just going to, that's sitting there on the top shelf for now. Absolutely. I mean, even you have people like Leon Panetta who's responding to what's going on with the investigation into to Russia. And he says, the former CIA director, that the House Intelligence Committee needs to make a basic decision on the investigation into the activities, period. I mean, how do you run a credible investigation? You make a decision. Is it a political sideshow or is it just an investigation? And he says that, I saw him today in a couple different places. One was on CNN. He said, the choice is you determine whether or not the House really does do this, the right kind of an investigation. He must have said credible 50 times. It was obviously the buzzword, credible, 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 credible. And I would agree with that, though. I would agree that either you're going to go full steam ahead and it is going to, you know, it is going to measure up, or forget it. Kick this crap to the curb. You know, circle the wagons, do whatever. And just get from A to Z, period. Well, it seems like it doesn't matter who's running the House, that we have this long, drawn-out deal whenever there's these investigations. I mean, an investigation is an investigation, for goodness sake. I mean, listen, I come from a family of either lawyers or cops. I got everything, right? I got white-collar and blue-collar. And I know we've had these discussions about botched investigations, political infighting, all kinds of stuff. But, I mean, here's the bottom line. I don't want to keep hearing about Russia being thrown up and nothing being correctly done. Whatever the information is, whatever is being supplied, whatever is being investigated, then move on with it, period. Right? You know, look, it's like when I look at Leon Panetta, he seems to be more sort of, I'll just say, I don't know, open-minded is the wrong word, but even-handed, I guess, is the right way to say that. That's what I say. Say even-handed. So here's the bottom line. Just do it. Just move forward. He's right. If it's not going to be credible and it's just going to be over-politicized, then just get out of it. Just figure it out. Just move on. Just move on. So while the idea of what's going on with the coal industry and President Trump saying, look, this is going to revive the coal industry. We're going to create jobs. This was my campaign pledge. This is what we're going to do. So this executive order will suspend, rescind, or flag for review more than half dozen measures in an effort to kind of boost, not kind of, but boost domestic energy production when we talk about fossil fuels, which is obviously the opposite of what the previous administration did. There were other conversations, like the House, more than a conversation, voted to block the online privacy rules. So they're saying this was something that was issued during the final months of the Obama administration. It's the first step toward allowing Comcast, AT&T, Verizon to sell the browsing habits of the customers they serve. The FCC rule was designed to give consumers greater control over how internet service providers shared your information and mine. But here's what happens. Some that are critical of this say, well, wait a second. Now we're picking winners and losers with internet companies. We're stifling innovation, and it adds more costs. So the vote was close. The House voted 215 to 205 to reject the rule. Now the legislation goes to Trump for his signature. So internet companies like Google don't have to ask your permission or mine before tracking where we visit. That doesn't have to. They don't have to do it. Most Republicans were saying that this discrepancy thing is unfair and confusing for consumers, so it makes more sense to go in this direction. I mean, it's a great question to ask you. How do you feel about that? They're studying your habits. So if you look already, you know this, right? You've searched sites, and then it's more than subliminal now. Ads come up for whatever it is that you were looking at. You looked at a house, and now something comes up with real estate. I mean, we get that. But I think it goes deeper. It goes deeper into the eeny, meeny, miny, mo of the providers. So this is a no-brainer. He's going to sign this, and then whatever the fallout is, we'll see. What else happened today? There is a thing called the Correspondents' Dinner. And I actually was invited to the Correspondents' Dinner this year, but I can't go. And I don't know if it will be as fun, because, you know, part of the fun of the Correspondents' Dinner, I think, is whoever the president is, how clever they are at getting back at the people who have criticized them leading up to that point. It doesn't matter who the president is, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. Well, the White House staff said they're not going to go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner in April. And so I guess the assumption was, well, they would be there. The staff says they're just going to be in solidarity with the president, who said he was going to skip and the tradition and just skip the event. So Vice President Pence right now is on deck to go to the Correspondents' Dinner. Now, some people think the reason that Trump's not going is because of the his taunting that he took during the 2011 dinner when Obama was president and went after him a couple of times with what he was saying. So he tweeted last month that he wasn't going to go. But he did say, look, it doesn't mean I'm not going to go to future dinners. It doesn't mean I'm not going to do it next year. I just thought it'd be better if I didn't do it this year. That's what he said. So I'm not saying that this is, for the rest of my terms, you know, years, I'm not going to do this. And typically what you see at the correspondents' dinner is politicians, Hollywood celebrities, athletes, journalists, and the president is roasted, basically, by a comedian, and then the president gets the shot back at whoever's, I guess, in the room is fair game. And I just bet, depending on what next year looks like, that he probably ends up going next year. But because as much as he would have to take a skewering in a way, because that's a roast, he could roast back. That's the other part of it. And if you remember during the campaign, there's a big event that happens in New York where both Trump, who was running, of course, and Hillary Clinton, they roasted each other at this huge, huge Catholic fundraiser that was in Manhattan. And both of them went to that, and both of them roasted each other. And some of it was a little nasty, and some of it was actually just kind of funny, where everybody laughed and there wasn't that tension anyway. But a little bit different when you're talking about the correspondence dinner, the history there, and specifically, like I said, what happens. You know, you're on the grill. You're on the grill. I don't know what it would be like to be roasted. My friends sometimes will play the dozens with me, if you know what that means. But I've never been roasted, and I can only imagine what that would be like. However, when you're a politician, and certainly Trump has faced criticism, and he's been critical of the media, I don't know, maybe he shows up next year. I say, just like many of that are responsible for the correspondents' dinner, hey, listen, it's okay. That happens. It's happened not very often, but it's not there for that reason. It initially started just for the correspondence and grew into a much bigger deal. Coming up on the flip side, the other half. Oh, yes. This is where I tempt fate. And I bring my husband in as we peel back the onion, not just on our lives, but on things that are happening that I think all of you can relate to in your backyard. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss? So you used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Welcome to another edition of The Other Side. And this is when we bring my husband, Paul, on the show for a few discussions, revelations, conversations, I suppose. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
So what are we talking about this time around? I know you prepared a few items for all the listeners.
Well, it's pretty obvious. It's your birthday week. That's what we're talking about. That's all you've been talking about.
That is not all I've been talking about. So everybody knows I am not talking about my birthday. It is my birthday coming up.
Anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
I just want to hear the song. Sing it with me, everybody.
All week long.
Hear Andy's me band play happy birthday to me. You know what? We should tell everyone. So our technical engineer is a fabulous, fabulous musician. I really do like his group, and you have a much more discerning taste than me, and you listened and you liked it. You heard it and you thought it was, who did you think it was? You thought it was somebody else.
Fabulous, darling.
All right, so what else are we talking about that everybody in the United States really needs to hear about men and women?
Well, while you were having your birthday week, I had my birthday.
That's right. So everybody knows, I don't know how many couples out there can relate to this. You know, you forget anniversaries, you forget days. And when Paul and I both our birthdays are a week apart. His birthday was March 25th, mine is March 30th, and then we have an anniversary on the 24th. And I've told that to a lot of different people, and they think it's absolutely crazy. And I don't remember if we ever had a full-on discussion about when I met you. I mean, we just had our birthdays happen to be close. But when we decided to get married the day before your birthday, why did we decide to do that?
I did that on purpose so I'd never forget our anniversary.
And what's really ironic is I forget the anniversary and he never does.
Yeah.
So that is supposed to be, I guess, helpful for me in the end, right? So that was probably what it was. Okay, so for Paul's birthday, I got him a Fitbit. You know, it's tough to get. He's really picky about everything and takes most of what he gets as a present back, whatever anyone gets him. But I figured the Fitbit, I have one, I figured it would work for him. We walk the dog and count the miles, and he always asks me how much time and how many calories we burn and all that other stuff. And Fitbits don't tell you calories, but they give you all the other instructions on it, meaning like how far you went. Some of you guys can understand that because you know what? Size and measurement does matter because we like to know. We like to know our distances. We like to know how long, how far, how big, all of that. Don't you think?
You just wanted us to be Twinkies.
I didn't want to be a Twinkie. I wanted you to have a birthday present you would like because you never like anything. You always take it back. Like, for example, I gave him a bunch of different things at Christmas time, but I gave him one of the things I gave him was a $50 gift certificate to Macy's, and he still has that and said to me, hey, you go to Macy's, why don't you just take it? You can have it.
Yeah, because the stuff that I wanted, even on sale, they didn't have the sale on the stuff I wanted. It was a lot cheaper on Amazon, so why spend that gift card money and waste it paying way more than I needed to?
Okay, so there's a perfect example of how my presents never seem to hit. They just never seem to hit the mark. But gosh, we try, don't we? All right, and so like many of you do, we are trying to get our act together when it comes to meals. You've heard me here on the airwaves talk about Nutrisystem. We have my pal Don Zier, the CEO, on, and all the amazing, cool things they're doing. Paul certainly has had a bunch of the Nutrisystem food, and he likes it, but I promised him I would. We get Cooking Light magazine. For some unknown reason, we started to get it in our mailbox. Maybe it was the neighbor saying maybe they need Cooking Light, I don't know. But I told him that I would look up a couple of the recipes and make them, but he just had to go to the store and get the ingredients. So far, it's been a couple of weeks. No ingredients have showed up yet.
Ingredients have showed up week after week. You told me I was having Cooking Light meals starting tonight, and I have to say I really enjoyed the Special K. It was awesome.
Does anybody else out there go through this? Miscommunications. I'm in the communications business, and we have a failure to communicate. Hello, Houston, we have a problem, right? So here's what happened. I was shooting videos, and I did not say that tonight we would have Cooking Light. I didn't say that there would be a Cooking Light meal. I was working.
Three nights in a row is what you said.
I think you misinterpreted that. Nothing in my life is three nights in a row except for this show.
Well, I guess it's my fault. I should have known.
That's right. You should have known. All right. So how about this? One thing that Paul and I do have, I guess, in common, and I don't know if many of you can have this problem or don't have this problem. We hear about remote wars where somebody likes one thing and the husband likes one thing, the wife likes something different, and they can't seem to agree on very much when it comes to programming if they're going to actually have some time to put some dents in the couch and watch the tube. But you and I don't really have that conflict because we like the same types of movies and documentaries or political shows, crazy news that we absorb, you know, whatever it is. Because I'm a news junkie, but because I'm a news junkie, you are actually watching more television news than I am because I'm involved in digging up stories and whatnot and running through contacts. But you also are kind of an information junkie too.
Lately.
I like that. Your Honor, lately I'm a news junkie. But we don't really have problems when it comes to picking out movies or doing any of that, don't you think?
No.
I know he's going to drop a bomb on all of you guys out there. You said that so sheepishly, no. Don't you agree with the programming that we usually have on?
You walk in the door and you say, okay, get out of my seat. And you say, let me have the remote, and then roll that beautiful bean footage.
Okay, just to clarify, I do not say get out of my chair and let me dominate whatever we're watching. You agree with what we're watching. We don't have a problem there. I'm trying to help other couples to say there is a middle ground, or like in our case, we don't have to really fight about that.
True.
See, he knows now. Oh, I better say the right answers because, oh, gosh, if I don't. All right, here's one. I don't know if any of you can relate to this, the pet thing. Some of you may have dogs. Some of you may have cats. Some of you may not have any animals because you don't have time. You don't want the responsibility of having an animal, whatever it is. We, of course, have a dog. We've got a golden retriever, Mahalo. And the good thing about Mahalo is he keeps that whole exercise thing going for us, no matter if we're busy or whatever, because we always walk him. And I think that's one of the great things about having a dog. I like having the dog. But one thing I will say, I don't know if I'm taking over the man's role here or not. We know there is the waste element, the dog. And I guess I didn't grow up with a dog because my brother was allergic. And the one thing that I didn't like about dogs is you'd be somewhere, somebody would run around in their sneakers and they'd step in dog poop. And they would, you know, scream out and they'd be upset and whatever. And I never understood, well, why don't the owners pick up the dog poop? So when we walk Mahalo, Paul will pick it up. We have bags, no problem. I mean, even somebody went by us the other day and said, oh, responsible dog owners. And I thought, of course, you know, there's only a million signs in our township, by the way, about picking up the waste of the animal. And we would do that anyway. But Mahalo, if it's an emergency or if he goes out and he does his business in the backyard, it would be a petrified forest before any of that would get picked up. Why won't you pick up any in the backyard when it's so easy?
You said poop.
So I pick it up.
Kate said poop.
And so what happens is I'm waste management when it's in my own lawn. So I can't even tell you how many times I've done that. I mean, I have a receptacle, whatever, but he's...
Tell me about your receptacle.
The receptacle I got at whatever, PetSmart or whatever it was. So I end up doing that, and that's, I don't know. I would think that if I was going to put something on a honey-do list, I would say, please help with this chore. I don't get it. I don't understand why I'm stuck with this duty. I don't understand.
Duty.
I didn't even want a dog in the first place. I'm doing this.
It's getting really hot in this studio. Why is it so hot in here?
It's a bit temperature controlled. All right, Paulie. Till next week, we'll do it again. Another version of The Other Half. Back in a flash.
Indeed. individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Tonight, I hope you enjoyed that. Poor Paul, or poor Kate, depending on how you look at it. I've actually gotten a couple of emails from people. We've done this now for a couple of weeks, just one, you know, it comes on once a week, and it's funny to me because I have so many single friends, and I have friends that are married, and I listen to their conversations, and I think, sometimes I think I have this list where, wow, we don't have any of that going on. Oof, this is good. Oof, we don't have any problems with that or that. I guess it's all due to whatever your interpretation is. Like I like to say, you have to leave room for edits. Got to leave room for the edits. So on that note, because we had so much mail, and in our next hour, we're going to also do a little mini mailbag, I thought I would throw a couple in here, too, because, frankly, I've got to clean out the mail, and it's not fair to all of you who constantly email me not to get to you, so I want to make sure I get to some of those emails. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. I got this one from Jane, who says, Kate, I heard you say you were going to do a Final Four Nail the Score, and I was wondering, when is that going to be? Perfect timing. I said it a few times, and hopefully some of you got wind of it. We're going to do our Final Four nail the score. Coming up in our next hour, last segment. Next hour, last segment. And once I get into it, I'll tell everybody, you know, you can always email me or you can just nail the score of the two games live. And so we'll do it that way. It gives you a little more chance. I'm really hoping, rooting for somebody to nail the score, so we'll leave it wide open. And we've never done this before. We'll leave it wide open until Saturday. But the sooner you get in, because once somebody owns that score, you can't get that score. That's the whole idea. So you want to make sure that you call the show and be a part of it, or send me the email, because I'll do it in the exact order that it's come in. You know, how's that? All right, how about this one? It's interesting. I've gotten a few really nice emails, and I've said this before on the air, but I've gotten some really nice emails from our friends listening in Rome, New York, on WKALAM 1450. And one of them I got, and I don't know if I did this the other night. I don't think I did it the other night. But a guy named Brian, and this is what he writes. Hi, this is Brian, and my wife, Anna, wanted me to throw her name in this, too. We feel like we've gotten to know you already. And if you come up here, I've heard you talk about knowing some people in this area and having been here a bunch. If you come up and do any radio, any of that, we would love to take you to dinner at the Franklin Hotel. The Franklin Hotel. I'm always up for dinner. I'll just have to make sure I take a long walk with my Fitbit. So thanks for that. I appreciate that. And then I also got this one from Kyle, who says, I'm listening to you from Rome, New York. I heard you mention our area, and I wanted you to know that. And I wanted you to know that I like the movie reviews, and I really enjoyed the conversation you had with Greg Stebbin on the air a couple of weeks ago, which must have been just a couple weeks ago, because I think that was maybe a week and a half ago. Anyway, thank you. Appreciate that, Kyle, as well. And movie reviews, we do that on our Thursday into Friday show, because remember, it all depends on your clock. But when the new movies come out, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and through the weekend, I did a thing the other day where I was talking about animation could not be bigger, right? Animated flicks just dominate. That's why Beauty and the Beast is killing it. Even though it's been done a bunch of times, it's favorite for kids and maybe for some of the adults because of the fact that it's been around for, gosh, for decades. And that means it spans a couple of generations, which is my theory on that one. But animation in general, kids, grandkids, or just liking animation and watching it. I mean, usually it's attached to children, but perhaps not always, depending on what the movie is, I guess. All right, a couple of other quick ones, and then we'll dive into a few quick hits. But Conrad says, healthcare reform. Kate Delaney, we desperately need it. It's ridiculous. It's like class warfare or something else in between. It's a bunch of nonsense. This, to me, was Obama's blight in the first place. Now we're trying to undo it, figure it out, and that's still not getting done. What a crying shame. And you say it all the time, what's in your wallet? Who knows what we're carrying around in our wallets until we need it, and then we're shocked by some of what's happened to the coverage we thought we had. It's a mess. Then this one from Drew, who says, enough is enough. I am so tired of what's happening between the media and the president. I guess if you look in history, if you look back in history, all presidents have their issues with the media, no matter Democrat or Republican, but it just seems as though we're talking about it way too much. I do agree with you, even though I hate some of the media, that we do want a free press, so there is the option always to turn the channel, not read the blog, not pay attention, Absolutely. You said it right, sister. Yep. Free media. You want to have free media. You don't want to have state-run media. Of course you don't want that, because you want to talk about slanted and ask the people in, of course you can't ask them, but North Korea or in China, where they go into their living rooms, there's a little speaker, and it's all served up to them on a silver platter. And this is the way the butcher Hugo Chavez used to run things in Venezuela, where he controlled all the media. And there are other pockets and places where that's happening. And to me, you don't have to pay attention. You don't have to watch. You don't have to listen. You don't have to do any of that. You can choose what you want to put into your mind, or what you want to read, or whose accounts, or who are your favorites, or how you want to receive any kind of information. That's the one beauty, for sure, of living in this, I think, in these times, that you have mega options when it comes to that. You're not beholden to three different networks and a black and white tele. All right, quickly, let's move on to this. How about the fact that the big story of the day is the president says it's a new era. He tosses Obama's clean energy regulations. And what does that mean? The president says jobs. The executive order will suspend, rescind, or even flag for review more than about half a dozen measures in an effort to boost domestic energy production in the form of fossil fuels. Also, news about the Supreme Court nominee Gorsuch, that he should be approved. At least that's what Mitch McConnell is saying. So that means well over a year ago, we lost Judge Scalia, and the replacement is getting very, very close to being confirmed. And Mitch McConnell has said that. He's extraordinarily well qualified, is what McConnell says. It's almost amazing to watch our Democratic friends to come up with some rationale for opposition. So the Senate Majority Leader says the Dems won't stop this confirmation, so it looks like he's going to get it, and that's not a surprise. Certainly, I thought heading into the process that would be the case, that this would happen. Republicans only have a simple majority of 52 seats in the Senate. They would need 8 Democrats to support Gorsuch in order to prevent a filibuster, unless the rules are altered to have only 51 needed to prevent that kind of a move. Because Chuck Schumer, the minority leader, is saying he would filibuster the nominee, and 26 Democrats in total have publicly announced opposition to Gorsuch. So stay tuned. It's never done until ink is dry on the contract or the appointment. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.